But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
I'm Grace Elliott, WRPR Sports. What does it mean to be a female athlete? Well, if you do a simple Google search and type in the words female athlete, the first thing that comes up is ultimate list of hottest female athletes in the world. Not that the women's gymnastics team won gold or that the WNBA is in the middle of their championship round. According to the Women's Sports Foundation, college and professional sports continue to provide unequal funding for women. Paying men more for the same sport gives women in the sport less incentive to push themselves and discourages future female participation in the sport. I was able to discuss this topic with a few athletes, both women and men. First, I spoke with Ashley Gomez, who plays professional basketball overseas. Being a professional athlete, do you feel that women are treated fairly compared to men in your business?
I do think that female athletes are treated unfairly in comparison to the men. But as a professional athlete myself, I feel terrible in saying that I'd much rather go see an NBA game versus a WNBA game.
According to the NCAA, in 2014, even though female students comprised 57% of college student populations, female athletes received only 43% of participation opportunities at NCAA schools, which is 63,241 fewer participation opportunities than their male counterparts. I was able to speak to a female athlete at Ramapo College about these inequalities. I'm here with junior women's basketball player Gina Crawford. Gina, do you think women in sports are treated fairly?
No.
Why do you think that?
Well, to start off with, even with college sports, they don't get the same amount of gear at some schools. I know at Ramapo they do not. Some of the women's teams at Ramapo don't even have locker rooms.
What do you think can be done in order to promote more fairness in athletics?
I'm not absolutely sure, but I know as of right now, I think the NBA is doing a pretty good job with trying to get out the WNBA. They have those commercials during their games going on saying thank you, because they just made the 20-year mark for the WNBA. So they have NBA players thanking the women's basketball players for just being great and keeping up with the sport even when people turn their backs on them. So I think that's a way that can be done, but I don't know about other sports.
What do you think about Ramapo and how we can promote more fairness at Ramapo?
I think advertising the games more, like I said, trying to get more funding into the women's programs would help.
Female athletes, both nationally and internationally, have spoken out against the injustices that they face. ESPN Women says that the biggest obstacle facing female athletes today is that many people don't give them the respect automatically afforded to male athletes. I spoke about this with former college athlete Kelly Mannix. Man made a boat for the water. Based on your experiences playing college basketball, do you think that female athletes are treated fairly compared to male athletes?
I do not think that female athletes are treated fairly in general because of the stereotypes faced that are against them and unfair assumptions. I think men's teams get more funding. Like Noah made the ark. This is a
man's, Several male athletes agree with the fact that women are clearly not getting fair treatment. I sat down with former male athlete and current college football coach Justin to get his opinion. Being a male coach and former athlete, do you think that female athletes get the respect that they deserve?
I think female athletes get respected, but also at the same time disrespected. I think there's a respect for women's athlete for female athletes because they have the same resources that male athletes get. I feel like, you know, they can get scholarships, they get gear, they can get tutoring. There's a lot of resources that all athletes can get, no matter what their gender is. They're disrespected in a sense where I feel like society and the media disrespects them. So the media disrespects them because they don't get the coverage that male sports get. and they don't get the recognition. The WNBA finals could be on TV and no one would even know, and they couldn't even make it on regular ESPN. They'd be on like ESPNU.
Although there have been some minor strides towards improving equality among all athletes, it is still unknown what lies ahead for the future of female athletes. I'm Grace Elliott, WRPR Sports.
This is a man's world! This is a man's world! But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, without a woman or a girl.